This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Oh, this week is Easter week, by the way.
It sure is. Yeah. Yes.
Man, I was looking at Easter baskets yesterday at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Is that a good place to buy an Easter basket? Or should you make your own?
Make your own.
Yeah, make your own, for
I
sure.
I hated those.
I had in my cart one of those $4
pre-made ones with the cellophane wrap. Because here's what happens. You open it. It looks really pretty. But mostly it's a big piece of cardboard that has coloring on it that they put on it and then cellophane it over. And then when you actually get to the goodies, there's nothing in it.
Yeah, it's like an Easter green screen.
Yeah, exactly right. That is exactly right.
It is. They throw it behind the little bit of candy that's in there. But I think this thing was like $12 or something like that. And I stuck it in my cart. I thought, man, I'll get this for Frog, you know. And then the more I looked at it, man, it was so cheesy looking for the price.
So you know what I loved? That even as adults, you know, my sister had always obviously got married and had kids and all that. And I was living away from home. But when we come back home for Easter, the Easter bunny somehow would hide 10 eggs for both my sister and myself.
Yes.
Dude, the fights we'd get into, and I'm in my 20s, and I'm just trying, I mean, I'm like jumping on her, trying to get away from, like, get her away from, it was so fun. So I highly recommend, like, if you have teenagers or whatever, to recommend to the Easter Bunny to go ahead and hide eggs, even as teenagers.
It doesn't matter the
age. It doesn't, it's so fun. Yeah.
Frog is 6 years old, and we're going to an Easter egg hunt on Sunday down at the park near the house.
Okay, now, let me teach you something.
Two things are going to happen here. All right, go ahead, what?
Okay. So you tell him when he sees a kid whose bucket is full of eggs, he hits it underneath and grabs all the bucket. And grabs all the eggs.
All
right. Yeah,
listen,
right?
Listen.
Right. So he has to go up. You teach him. You show him. You go, hey, listen, you see that bucket? You see his Easter basket? Go up underneath. Boom. You hit it, and all his eggs will fall out. And you grab them fast as you can.
Yeah, they're all fair game. That
and
way.
You leave him crying.
That's exactly what I'm concerned about, because Frog is the type that, like most kids, I think, that if he doesn't get an egg, he's going to throw a tantrum. Okay,
oh, he's
going to throw, but he's not a pushy kid, so he's not going to fight for his right to have eggs.
We're going
to
push him.
So I got to train him a little bit this week.
I'm here.
In order to get him in gear and have the right attitude going into this Easter egg hunt. Because when you think about it, an Easter egg hunt, especially with six-year-olds, and even with teenagers you're talking about, Jamie, it is a dogfight.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to stand up for your right to find those eggs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, the fit survive, right?
Yeah, you've got to be a savage.
So here's what I want you to do. This will help teach him, okay? Because this is what I did. You put one boxing glove. Is he right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. You put a boxing glove on that right hand.
Gotcha.
The morning of the Easter egg hunt. And that way he'll remember, like, I'm supposed to hit the bottom of all the baskets. Yeah. That's what you do. Just the bottom. Just don't knock out the kids. Just the bottom of the basket.
Well, what if he does that? What if he, you know, knock some kid square in the face,
well, and
then we got
you.
A problem.
I'm not teaching him that. I'm just teaching him how to get the eggs.
Here it is, BJ having to scuffle with a dad somewhere in the park.
Well, that's listen, we're just trying to get the most eggs. And do they have little prizes in them? Are they plastic eggs?
I don't really know. The HOA is doing it in the park this weekend. So I don't know exactly what the prizes are. I don't know if it's candy or if it's like, you know, gift certificates.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. So tonight, why don't you get a basket with some plastic eggs in it and run around the house and see if you can hit the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. Target practice. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to need some training. Yeah. I need to put him through Easter egg training camp for sure, because he's never really done this before.
Yeah.
It's just going to be, because this is neighborhood kids, and I've seen some of the punks in the neighborhoods, man. And it's going to be a dog fight out there.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm telling you. And tripping, you want to teach him tripping.
That's
also another good way to get the eggs out of the basket.
Yeah.
Just stick your foot out. Yep. Boom, that kid falls, you get all the eggs.
Stick out that leg.
Thanks, Jamie.
Oh, you're welcome.
See, that's why I would ask a parent like you, because you've been through this
before with
Ralphie.
Yeah.
And I remember.
We're here to win, buddy.
You know the strategy.
Listen, we're here to win.
Yeah. Remember when
what Easter's about, not Jesus.
Remember when they used to do them in those big fields out there, put those big screen televisions in the Easter eggs and stuff,
squares.
And the fights that would break out?
Yeah.
They used to have those competitions here in town where they would have an adult Easter egg hunt, and they would put in there big prizes worth hundreds of dollars. And man, that turned ugly.
Yeah, one time we dropped Easter eggs from a helicopter.
Yeah.
That was a dumb idea, too.
Yeah.
People were climbing in trees, breaking their arms. Our radio station was, like, completely sued.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Right.
Hope you enjoy your big Easter weekend coming up. BJ and Jamie Morning here.
BJ and Jamie.
God.
I'm not, look, I don't mean to be,
like. You're just so frustrating. Like, I can't just say something and you can just leave it alone. Like, I can't say a sentence and you just, like that.
Well, that's kind of why they pay us to do a radio show.
You aren't on so the radio when I'm talking
back and
about
forth.
It.
Well, what we do off air is what gets on the air, too. It is because, I mean, it
I
is
wasn't
what we
to
are.
This stuff. I was just talking to you as not an on air personality.
All right. I'll try to straighten up.
And fly right.
Okay. And be a different person. All right, you explain to me what I'm doing so wrong.
I just want to make a sentence and you not fight me. I just want you to go, For example, when I said, oh my God, that Scott Peterson stuff is nuts. I hadn't even made anything. I hadn't said anything. You're like, oh my God.
You said he was innocent.
I never said that
yet. Yes, you did. That's why I came back with that.
No, I hadn't said anything yet when you jumped on. I go, oh, all I said first was, oh my God, that Scott Peterson stuff, you guys, it's nuts. And then next thing I know, well, he's obviously guilty.
He went fishing
right by her body.
How do you explain that?
Who goes 60 miles outside of town to go fishing, and he just bought the
boat. All right, so what is your thinking after watching part of the whatever it is you watched?
There's a van involved. There's a burnt out van that has blood on it. They never tested it for DNA.
Okay.
That was after the robbery that happened with right there on the same street. People saw her walking her dog. I don't know. It's just getting very interesting to me. That's all.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay. By the way, he's guilty as hell.
Oh, my
because,
God.
A, that information's been out there for years. It was part of the trial. But
oh
yet,
God.
The
well, then
jury
why
found
is the
him
Innocence
guilty.
Project taking him on? They have to see something. The Innocence Project is taking him on. They don't just take people because they take them. I mean, they're seeing something where he might be innocent.
All right, what's the other
one?
Okay,
fine, sure.
All right, what's the other one?
All right, so number two. So all of a sudden I was like, I guess two kids over the weekend were killed at a national forest. They were hiking in California by mountain lions.
One kid,
right. The other one, his face was...
Sorry about that.
It's fine. Was scratched off. His face was basically kind of gone.
They were brothers, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they are
yeah,
brothers.
Yeah.
18 and 21, I believe.
Terrible.
So the discussion about mountain lions has come to fruition again here in Colorado. And we have 4,000 mountain lions.
How do they know we have 4,000? How do they... Who counts them?
That's what he said. He wasn't talking about mountain lion safety. He just goes... I go, you know, we have 4,000 mountain lions in Colorado. How do they know how many mountain lions we have? Who's out there counting? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm sure they have like a tagging system.
Oh, there goes
and
what
trail cams. Yeah.
That's five.
They figured it out.
Just counted another 4,000.
You tell me, Jamie. Yeah. Tell me how they know 4,000.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like the wolf situation.
Yeah.
Back when they said there was no wolves. No wolves in Colorado whatsoever, okay? But boy, if you go a mile across the state line up in Wyoming, they're all over the place. You're telling me that wolf doesn't
line.
Change? doesn't change the doesn't cross over a state
line.
No,
he sees the state line. He's like, whoa, not
you cannot. I do not believe that for 1 minute.
There's that colorful Colorado sign.
Nope. We've got 10,000 wolves in Wyoming, but not one in Colorado.
I'm just saying.
How can you believe that?
I'm just saying.
Who can believe that?
If I'm just talking to you off the air, we don't have to argue. I can just say, like, wow, did you guys know we have 4,000 mountain lions? And you could just be like, whoa, that's crazy. And say, oh, how do we know?
They don't know.
And then out of nowhere, you're like, oh, my God. Because then you have to top me with the mountain lion story. Did you see that girl totally sucked into a pipe? Dead.
Yeah, that's not that's not a good story.
It's a horrible story. Yeah, but like
no, you were talking about a kid that was attacked.
I didn't need to be topped by a horrible story.
I'm not trying to top you. I'm just giving you another story, Jimmy. Nobody's trying to top you.
Now I'm scared to go swimming.
I'm just saying the family went to the swimming pool at a hotel. I think it was, I don't know what it was. Yeah, I won't say what it is because I don't know for sure, but I thought I posted it yesterday. But nevertheless, they go to the swimming pool and the young girl, and I guess one of those caps came off of the suction device
because
in the
pool.
Because,
you know, it's happened in the past where kids have been sucked into those.
Yeah.
Especially limbs. At the bottom of the pool. They, like, set on them or whatever, and then they cover them and they get entrapped. But now they've made, like, rounded traps where they can't, you know, they can't get sucked in. Yeah.
You would think, though, no pool at any hotel would ever have a suction area underneath that would be able to even take a kid in.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that for a minute. Even if the cap, I mean, what are the chances the cap comes off? Who knows? I don't know what it is. But if it's possible at all, then you shouldn't have these suction holes underneath in that water.
I have three big fears. You know how you have rock slides as fears? I have three huge fears. One is somebody's electrical going wacky on their swimming pool. Because we've seen that happen where they touch the ladder and they get electrocuted.
Yeah, and you have no idea.
Exactly, until you go. So I have that one. I have, obviously, my airbag going off and killing me.
Yeah.
That's the other one. And then what was the third one? I can't remember what it is, but it's real bad.
Lightning?
I hate, listen, I might have been under my covers the other day.
Thunder, lightning,
all that
stuff.
It's terrifying.
All right, I'll do my best just to stay quiet. Just to stay quiet and just not make a comment.
Not argue with me. How do they know 4,000 mountain lions?
Let me go back to something here. After watching that episode that you saw with the Scott Peterson thing.
Yes.
Scott Peterson, if you remember, he has been accused, in fact, found guilty of killing his wife, Lacey, who was also pregnant with her son, Connor, at the time. They found her in the San Francisco Bay. He had gone fishing that particular morning at that bay, 60 miles away from his house. And that's where they found the body. And that was a big part of convicting him for that. Plus, they found some other things, too. After watching
that, circumstantial evidence.
Right. But after watching what you watched, you're saying that you think that he might be innocent?
I do.
Yeah, I think he's guilty as hell.
You told me a lot.
But you think he's there's a chance that he's going to get out of prison?
I think that they need to retry it. I think they need to look at some stuff.
And look at more evidence.
Especially since everything was circumstantial. And that van is troubling. Van that was burnt out with bloodstains, that's troubling. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some.
Well, all that stuff came up in the trial, though. They had the witness that said that they spotted her walking down the street with a dog and all that, but they still convicted him.
But the van was never part of the van was not part of the trial.
Yeah. What's the van got to do with it?
Because
it was just
right
seen
down
in the neighborhood.
It was right down the street from where she was killed.
Right.
Lived.
Yeah.
And it had blood in it, and they never tested the DNA.
Right.
It was burnt out.
Right.
It was a burned up, anybody in my neighborhood would be really suspicious that there's a burned up van with blood in it.
Yeah, it sounds like she was like killed in the van and then they burned the evidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they never tested it.
Yeah.
So that's really.
And this was brought up in that new series?
That's brought up in the new series. And they have the DNA sample. The first time they resent it in, it was inconclusive of her. But now they have new technology and they want to test it again.
Mm. Well, then how would the body be found at exactly the point of where he went fishing 60 miles away?
But they could have killed her in the van and then, like, you know, carted her off.
It could
followed
be
him
so
fishing.
Wild coincidence.
Followed him fishing.
It could have been.
Yeah, followed him fishing. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense.
It does make sense if you watch the series.
I've seen the series.
Oh, you have?
I've seen the series. Yeah. Okay. But it just doesn't make sense. They found the body.
Just open your mind.
Where he went fishing, where they have a receipt of where he went that morning. They found it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But like Jamie's saying, though, they're not going to take on the case if they don't at least have a little bit of something.
Yeah, the Innocence Project is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. They must have found something big.
Yeah, they're kind of a, like, that's a thing. If they take on your case, then they have, a, like, a reason to. They don't just take it for, oh, I almost said S's and grades.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, I got really comfortable there.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Oh, by the way. They say if you're out there creeping, don't buy that brand new Tesla that's out. Have you heard this story?
No.
All right, we'll talk about it next. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Creeping. Don't be creeping in that Tesla. Man, oh, man. All right, let's play a little role game here, okay?
Ooh,
let's
pretend, love role play.
All right, me and you are
Call
married.
Call me Sandy. With an I and a heart over my eye.
All right, Sandy, you and I are
and
married.
I have long brunette hair.
Oh, yeah. You and I are married. Okay, Sandy?
Thank God.
All right, listen. We decide, as a couple, we're going to buy a Tesla.
Okay.
We're going to get the brand new model that's out there, okay? Mm-hmm. For sure, if we get it, we're both going to end up driving it because we're so curious about the electric car. It's a Tesla. And, you know, it's a thing now. It's a thing in our family, right?
Right.
So you're going to download the app and put it on your phone. I'm going to put it on my phone because it starts the car, controls a lot of the car. We're both going to have it, right? Well, the new Tesla, I guess, and it could be some of the old ones too. I don't know. I'm not in that Tesla world, okay? But I guess the new one for sure. Not only does it GPS and tell you exactly where that car is at all times, which your spouse can see.
Well, yeah, most cars do that now because my app tells you all the trips I've taken.
Yeah, but not necessarily that I would have your app on my phone. Does that make sense?
Well, you might because mine unlocks the door and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're saying Tesla, you're more than likely to.
Okay.
Okay, because of the new, you know, being a new
share
electric
the
car
app,
and all
share
that.
The login.
Yeah. Well, not only does it tell you where it is, but it also tells you how many people are in the car.
See, that's the problem.
There you are.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The new Tesla, it tells you. Not only does it tell you, it shows you a picture.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because they have cameras all the way around that car. So you'd think that you could see.
It was like that self-driving car in Arizona that I took, Waymo.
Yeah.
It literally showed on the screen how many people, like as we got out of it, it showed how many people got in and were remaining still sitting in the car. It was crazy.
Well, and that's how that Tesla caught the people that were keying it, because people didn't realize that they have cameras that
work around it,
all the way around it, that you can see on your app when somebody keyed it.
Well, if you're in the creeping world and you like to get out there and creep around on your spouse, you probably don't need that car because they're going to see that young lady that you have in the seat or that young man that you have in the front seat with you.
Well, there's a lot of ways to catch somebody. You know, I caught my husband at the time. This is when I knew he was having an affair because I also was in his car. because I lived in Los Angeles. He lived here. And I got in the car, and there was a magazine, and it was called Runner's World.
Yep.
And I don't run, and he doesn't run, right?
Right.
And there's a magazine that said Runner's World. This is back in the day of magazines. And it said Runner's World. And I looked at him, and I go, when did you start running? And he's like, well, I was thinking about, and I go, and I turned it over. Yeah. And guess what happened? There's a girl's name on it.
And a dress.
And a dress. Yeah.
Funny how that worked.
Yeah, she was from Broomfield. Yeah. And she was a whore they ended up marrying. Yep. They have a couple kids. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that worked out then. Really seems like it worked out better than yours did.
It really did. Yeah, so yeah, you can always find like hints. Like I always did this on purpose with fancy pants. I on my side of the passenger seat, I'd always leave a lipstick. Because he's never going to look in that little compartment on that side. But a girl might look down and see like, oh, there's a Lancome a lipstick down there. That's not mine.
You know, and it's pretty cocky if you think about it, of a woman from Broomfield bringing a Runner's magazine on a tryst.
Exactly.
You're going out to be with somebody else's husband and you bring a Runner's magazine.
But don't you think
that is so cocky?
Don't you think she left it on purpose?
100%. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I do too.
By the way, now they got kids.
They got kids, and guess what? They're divorced.
Oh, they are? Yeah. Oh, that wasn't such a good ending. I thought it had a better ending than that. Man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm telling you right now, if for some reason our show won the Mega Millions tonight, let's say that big lottery that we do around here with the pool that we do.
Yeah.
If we win tonight, each one of us would get about $50 million each.
After taxes?
Okay? After taxes. Okay.
Yeah.
We'd get about $50 million. This show would cease to exist. Okay? I'm going to be quite honest with the audience, okay?
Really?
Yeah, it would.
I would still come to work.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't get along even broke as a joke. Do you think that we could get along and each one of us is worth $50 million?
Dollars? Yeah,
do you know the attitude we would have around here if we all had $50 million?
I think every one of us would think that you invested it, not you, but us individually, invested it wrong. Like you'd say in your head, like, oh my God, he got a Ferrari, didn't put it in a high-quality mutual fund.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I'd have something going on that I'm going to start up or start over and you won't invest with me. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not, you schmuck?
I know how much money you got. Yeah.
Can you imagine a fight
we'd have? Money causes problems.
Yeah.
I know.
We're broken, we argue.
Yeah.
It is that would tell you right there that the show wouldn't exist after $50 million.
So you would retire at $50 million? You would call it?
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd be so bored, BJ. You hate the weekends.
Yeah, I think that... let's see. I think that there would be other interests that you'd never got to explore in your life that you would take on. And that you would move on to do something else. I do.
Yeah.
I think, for example, I would get me a place near a beach. I'd play a lot of golf. I'd travel more.
I just have to remind
you. I'd do things like that.
I love the idea and the hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
You have a wife. And what you mean is whatever she wants to do with the money is what's going to happen.
Right. But I'm just saying, I think there would be other interests besides here.
Right.
But when you're talking that kind of money, now if it were like $1 million or something of that nature, no. But 50 million cash.
Yeah. I still say she's going to say, like, we're not leaving the school district and we're going to stay here and he's going to be raised here and you're going to be like, we have $50 million.
Yep.
Come on, let's get a house at the beach. Nope, we're not going there. He's staying in school and he has all his friends here. I see the future.
What is it? You live in a spare bedroom at my house or something? You hear all these conversations?
She's got listening devices.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Well, because I thought about it too.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.